We have a guest in the studio today. It's the coordinator of dance at the Dobbins Conservatory of Theater and Dance here at Southeast Missouri State University. Welcome to the Cafe Concerto, Hillary Peterson.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Thanks so much. You're here to talk with us about an important event that's coming up Thursday, April 8th through Sunday. So 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. The Thursday, Friday, Saturday performances are at
7:30 p.m.
7:30 p.m. in the Bedell Performance Hall. And the Sunday performance will be
at 2 p.m.
2 p.m. Okay. We want to be sure that our patrons get all of the important information right off the top. And then we'll come back and give that information again. I also want to give the Bedell Performance Hall box office number, 651-2265, for more ticket information for Spring Into Dance. I did a little bit of research, and I know we go back as far as 2011.
Yes, we do. Yeah, this is an annual performance that we've had at the River Campus as part of the conservatory season since 2011, Spring Into Dance. And it continues to be a performance that showcases the variety of styles that we train in our conservatory and the variety of performances that audiences really enjoy.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that you are focusing on choreographed pieces that were created by the students. And I have a little, I would like to know a little bit more about that process. Does that vary according to what style of dance you're following, or is it more formulaic than that?
The students are allowed to really create whatever work speaks to them each semester. We program our concerts starting with faculty and guest artist work and trying to figure out what is going to work best for the students and the audiences that semester. And then the students are told to create work that speaks to them. And so this semester we have a more modern piece that is a group work by one of our junior choreographers. And then there is a solo that is more contemporary jazz that is done by one of our juniors as well. So the students really create, again, what feels good to them. And then they're mentored by a faculty member to help them get through the process. And they show us their work and we select the pieces.
You know, when musicians come to the to college and they do an audition, very rarely are they invited to improvise unless they're going to be focused on jazz. And I'm just wondering, when you recruit or when you are auditioning students, because of your emphasis on choreography, is that something that you have them do?
Yeah, so all the students who audition for the program do present a solo. And that is part of the audition where we get to see them as a performer. So something that really highlights their own style and technique. And most of those pieces that we see have been choreographed, at least in part, if not completely, by the students themselves.
I love that. I love the idea that they're being welcomed with by representing something that is very personal to them. You mentioned guest artist, and I know that this year we have a choreographer from Chicago, Joshua Blake Carter, who is now the director of Giordano 2, a company that grew out of Giordano, the dance company that started in Chicago. Can you give us a little insight to what Joshua's been doing?
Yes. Yeah, so Joshua is a friend that we've known for a while, and he's someone that we've wanted to bring in, and we're very fortunate to be able to snag him this year to set a piece. He set a piece on 9 of our students that is a really wonderful piece in 2 sections that's sort of been combined by a male solo that is extremely powerful. And the piece, I think, lends itself to a dreamlike quality where, again, audiences can sort of make their own decision about what the piece is about. And it's beautiful ensemble dancing with lots of thought-provoking items and yet just really strong emotions and focus and energy from the students. And Joshua was here for a week. The students loved working with him. He taught 2 master classes while he was here. And Joshua is, up in Chicago working, teaching, and directing Giordano 2 and doing a lot of great work choreographically up there as well.
Mm-hmm. I see, just again from my research, Chicago as being one of the meccas for dance in the United States. I know Joffrey Ballet is there. And I think for the conservatory, the Dobbins Conservatory, to be here in Cape Girardeau, we're so centrally located to send our students out to regional dance companies.
Correct. And the three big companies in Chicago, Giordano Dance Chicago, Joffrey Ballet that you mentioned, and then Hubbard Street Dance, they are all wonderful companies that sort of provide that classical large company feel. And then beyond that, there are lots of smaller modern and contemporary companies and several that are new within the last 5 to 10 years that our alumni have actually either started with other people or have found. We have two alums that started companies, Hot Crowd and Moonwater. But yes, our students find it really easy to transition from Southeast to the Chicago market because the movement material is very familiar with ballet and jazz and modern, and there's so much going on dance-wise that they can really dive in.
Well, I know that's an exciting and proud moment for you when you see one of your students going on and starting their own company. That's significant, I believe. Just a question in general about dance. So I'm in the audience and set to watch something new and, you know, contemporary modern. What do I need to watch for? What should I be looking for?
Right. I think you could watch a whole bunch of different things. And that's the great thing about dance. Me, as a musician, I grew up playing the violin. I like to watch, and I think as a choreographer, I enjoy the connection between the music and the dance. So if you're used to listening to symphonies or other music ensembles, then listening to the music that it's playing and seeing how it connects to what the choreographer has given the dancers. From there, you can really watch the virtuosity of our student dancers and just watch the moving body, and that is what dance is vital about. And that's what we're trying to communicate, is just the power of the moving body and the expression that exists within that. And then beyond that, if you feel like you're going to grab onto some sense of storyline within a piece, then you may follow the storyline throughout it. Or you may watch a single dancer who starts as a soloist and you observe that single dancer and how they move through the piece. You can absorb dance in so many different ways that really just opening yourself up to the initial images that might capture you and letting it take you from there.
Rather than maybe limit yourself to just focus on one thing.
Correct.
Yeah, thank you. That's going to help out, I think, quite a bit. The athleticism, I don't know if that's a term that you embrace. You're talking about energy and athleticism. And, of course, there's an element of grace involved in what we're doing. Those three, an innate musical sense. Am I leaving out something?
No, those are really the things that we work on. Athleticism, we love that term. And we find ourselves feeling as though we're athletic artists and that we're really using the body in a way that is akin to athletics, but comes to a different point, like the musicality and the connection to music and the connection to something that is a little bit more abstract and has a little bit more of a maybe a thought behind it than just producing a skill on stage. But yeah, dancers really have to, yes, make it look easy if you're really presenting classical ballet, which our concert ends with a classical ballet work this semester. So the grace is very important in that work. But then in the modern or more contemporary jazz pieces, it is about seeing the physical work of the dancer and what they're able to do.
Yeah, it's impressive. And they're moving all the time. I was in high school and my roommates were dancers and they are in constant motion. And that was one thing that was amazing about them. And they stretch all the time. They're all the time trying to limber up. And I was forever realizing then why I'm a singer and that they're not. But yeah, that's interesting. And visiting us today at the Cafe Concerto is the coordinator of dance at the Janine Larson Dobbins Conservatory of Theater and Dance here at Southeast Missouri State University, Associate Professor Hillary Peterson. Thanks again so much for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you for having me, Mary.
I know it's a very busy week as you prepare for these performances, for Spring Into Dance. And once again, I want to give those dates: Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, April 8th, 9th, and 10th at 7:30 in the Bedell Performance Hall. And then there is a Sunday performance at 2 p.m. For ticket information, you can call 651-2265. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the individual dances we're going to see?
Most definitely. So our concerts really provide a variety of styles and emotions and music for the audiences. And so this is no different this semester. And so I spoke a little bit about our guest artist work, Joshua Blake Carter's. His piece will be ending Act 1 and taking us into intermission. Opening Act 2 is an aerial rope piece.
Oh, I was going to ask about that because I was looking, I'm sorry to geek out about the aerial stuff, but I was looking back about information about previous springing into dancing. And I know contemporary ballet and modern jazz. And then when I saw aerial dance, I thought, oh, maybe.
Yes. So our adjunct aerial instructor, Lauren Jones, she has created a work in collaboration with one of our junior level dance majors and really created a beautiful quartet using aerial rope. And the ropes are, they're this cream color that hang just simply from the ceiling. And then the dancers wrap themselves up in the rope. And there are two dancers that are more ground dancers who do these cool things in the rope and swinging from them. And then we have the two aerialists in the back just climbing and all the amazing things that they can do up there in the air.
Yeah, that sounds very atmospheric.
Yes, yes. And it's to a great piece of music, Rubber Band Man by Yellow.
Sure, yeah.
So I think audiences will recognize that piece of music. And if you don't know it, it's got a really cool, funky vibe to it. Mm-hmm. So it'll really bring audiences back from intermission into Act 2 and, you know, remind them of the reason they're there, to just see some really cool stuff that the dancers and aerialists can do.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Once again, Spring Into Dance, Thursday, April 8th, Friday the 9th, Saturday the 10th at 7:30 p.m. in the Bedell Performance Hall. And there is a Sunday performance at 2 p.m., box office number 651-2265. And we have a visiting choreographer, and he will also be dancing, you said?
He will not be dancing.
Oh, he will not be dancing.
No,
okay.
Just his work will be presented by the students.
Okay, Joshua Blake Carter from Giordano 2 in Chicago. And now, I ask all my guests this question before I let you go, but I do tell you ahead of time.
Yes.
So that you're not surprised and sit there for 5 minutes trying to figure this out. You're marooned, and you have to pick three recordings that you'll listen to over and over for the rest of your life. Which ones would they be?
Right. So my first piece would be Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. That piece of music, I played the violin growing up. I played that piece of music throughout high school and college, and it is such a beautiful piece of music. I've always wanted to choreograph to it, but have never been brave enough because it's so wonderful. And I could just listen to that piece of music. It's calming, but also has lots of drama in it. Mm-hmm. So yeah. That piece is really one of my favorites.
There's a lot of tension and release there. I can see that why
yes.
A dancer would be attracted to that.
Yes, most definitely. The second piece is Three Little Birds by Bob Marley and the Wailers. That piece just has a great message. Don't worry about a thing. And if I'm marooned on an island, I think I want to be reminded to just relax.
Yes.
And then the third piece of music, because I love my classic rock and Queen, is Another One Bites the Dust. And that's the bit of sarcasm in me that, well, if I'm marooned on an island...
You're biting a lot of dust.
Right. But I also, that piece of music, I have created some... combination to that and some movement, and it's just got a funky groove and a vibe that just makes me want to dance. And if I'm going to be on an island, I'm probably going to be dancing.
How wonderful. I love your choices.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate your visit so much, and I'll have a table waiting just for you anytime you want to come join us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.